On this day, the day after the great feast of the Immaculate Conception, the octave of the Assumption, we celebrate the feast of a saint very, very much devoted completely to the Blessed Mother, Saint Philip Benizi. Now, Saint Philip was born in the 13th century in Florence, of a wealthy family, a noble family of Florence. And very, very soon in his life, he felt and decided that he had a vocation to the priesthood and to the religious life. They're two different vocations. Not every priest has the evangelical counsels that the religious have, and not every religious has the same situations as a secular priest, to call it as we call it in today's lingo. And so, St. Philip wanted to be a religious. It just so happened that in that very same century, seven friends, as we have already celebrated their feast, were inspired by the Blessed Mother, and then they went up on a retreat to Monte Argentaro, where she appeared to them and asked them to found an order, which was not at that time found. This is already the 13th century, all these centuries, and for some reason, it had not yet been founded. But she asked them to found an order in her honor. And then she gave them the habit that she was wearing also at that apparition, the habit of the Servites of Mary, as is the order is called, the Order of the Servants of Mary, Servites for short. All of those founders are saints. Some of them are feasted together, others are feasted separately. We just had a couple in the last few weeks. But St. Philip was just a little boy. And then he saw this and he decided to join. So he didn't think himself worthy. And of course, humility is a very, very important virtue to have. So he entered and asked to be admitted as a lay brother. And he was, and he made his vows and made his profession and wore the habit of a brother. And then eventually the superiors and he decided that he was to be a priest. So he was ordained the priest, and it was all very marked by God, because not too long after that, he was elected to be the Father General of the Servite Order. In the meantime, he went about doing good deeds and praying and giving alms and preaching. So much so that at the Council of Lyon in 1270, the same council which sadly saw the death of St. Thomas Aquinas and of St. Bonaventure, the two greatest doctors of the church at that time, and since, really, St. Philip was asked to speak to the council fathers, several hundreds of them, not like today, several hundreds, and he spoke to them, and he spoke to them in different languages, languages that he never spoke before. The Holy Spirit came upon him and gave him the gift of tongues, the real gift of tongues, which is not just something to brag about and to say nonsense about. No, he spoke the gospel, and he spoke about the religious life, and he spoke about the church and the reforms that were needed, but they all understood him in their own individual languages. Not long after that, he came back to Italy, to Florence, and then he died as Father General of the Order of Servites. So today the church celebrates the feast of St. Philip Benizi, great saint of the Middle Ages. It's interesting, the readings of today, as hopefully you followed, speak about great suffering of a priest, of a religious. And I wonder, I don't know that much about St. Philip, I need to look him up, but it is very much a part of the life of a priest to suffer. And oftentimes, the greatest suffering of all is a betrayal, of those who are supposed to be their friends and even their families. And so it would be interesting to study the life of St. Philip Venizi. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.